Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, residents marking 1 month since the deadly wildfires driven by hurricane-force winds broke out and devastated areas of L.A. County.
1 month later, efforts to remove fire debris are only just beginning. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass announcing the opening of a new one-stop center for Palisades residents to get answers and help rebuilding.
31 days since unprecedented fires engulfed our city.
Close to 30 people died in the wildfires. The causes of the two big and deadly fires have not yet been determined. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Trump amending his executive order on Chinese tariffs, postponing the imposed tariffs on low-value shipments under $800 from China. Northern California recovering from a round of heavy rain yesterday, two deaths in Sonoma County blamed on the deluge, and parts of the Midwest and Northeast bracing for another storm this weekend after an icy winter mix crippled states and triggered accidents. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. License plate aficionados have a new one to start learning. Stuart J. Waddles has this story.
A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America.
In a related story, Wisconsin has run out of license plates that start with the letter A after 7 years of issuing them. B license plates will now be issued to vehicles throughout the state. For 26 years, people have been raising money for the Special Olympics Wisconsin with the Polar Plunge. Addie Teeter with Special Olympics.
I did it last year, and I gotta say, you gotta get some hotspot. You gotta build up some energy and some drive. But then once you're in there, it's quite exhilarating, actually, and you really feel like you've accomplished a significant mission.
Events are taking place all across Wisconsin in February and March. See our story at WISS.FM for events in Green Bay and Oshkosh and how you can get involved. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brook Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment. You know, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the calm before the storm with highs in the mid-20s. A winter storm watch has been issued with snow moving in overnight. Waking up to around 1 to 2 inches already on the ground, another 3 to 5 inches will continue to fall on Saturday. It'll wind down in the evening, leaving behind a good 4 to 7 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast on this TGI Friday, February 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to be along with you here in downtown Madison, where it is overcast skies, looking for a snowstorm to come in over most of Wisconsin, at least the northern two-thirds of the state, maybe 7 to 8 inches up around places like Wausau, maybe, but over into Eau Claire area, Chippewa Valley, lesser amounts to the south, so be aware of that. Zommers and I are also in red today for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the like. National Wear Red Day, the first Friday of February, an annual campaign to raise awareness about heart disease in women. So always good reminder of that. It's going to be wintry here in Wisconsin tomorrow. Not so much where Super Bowl 59 is being held this year down in NOLA, New Orleans, New Orleans, wherever you want to call it. Our great sports reporter, friend, and ongoing contributor, Mike Clemens, is there at the site of Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans and joins us live via phone. Mike, we always appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. How are you, my friend?
Todd Alva, I owe you an apology.
Why?
So I think I was at Ford Field, and it was Packers and Lions in December, like early in mid-December. And you said, hey, Mike, I want to play something for you. And you play a clip of an interview, like a podcast, with Matt Schneidman from The Athletic, and he's talking to Matt LaFleur, something they do with the Packers. And he says, hey, I want to show you something here. Have you seen these stats that Jordan Love's numbers go up? His efficiency in the same month that the Toyota-thon is on.
Yeah.
And Matt looks at him like he's nuts, right. You know. And then Matt was like on a tear, like he's asking Jordan about this. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's nice. You know, and we're all kind of – now, listen, I love David Letterman humor, you know, or Conan
right.
O'Brien.
Right, right.
Remember when Letterman used to do Lobster Fest?
Oh, yeah.
On the Late Show?
Absolutely,
hey, Lobster
right.
Fest. Just these blatant commercial drop-ins, right?
Right, right.
But – to me, just like I didn't get the connection. My God, you know, they're in a battle for a seed in the playoffs, and there's all this drama. And I, you know, so I walk in back here to the NFL Media Center at about 5:30, 6 o'clock after people are running out to go to the NFL Honors Show and dinner. Mm-hmm. I turn the corner. There's this big set. It's got four different sets in a big square area where they've got Toyota products. It almost looks like a car show.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's shooting a commercial for Toyota? Jordan Love.
Of course he is.
I'm like, oh my God, what? And he waves at me. He says, what are you doing here? I said, well, what are you doing here? You know? And so he goes, hang on a second. So he goes over there and he shoots these commercials. And then I'm talking to the people from Toyota and they go, oh, yeah, this is just unbelievable. He goes, you know, it started with some Yahoo on TikTok who came up with that comedy bit,
right?
Made that connection. It kind of went viral. And then you've got a reporter, you know, pouring fuel on the fire and asking LaFleur and Love about it. And they're like, I don't know, which even made it explode. And then guys like you playing on the radio, he got an endorsement deal because of that.
Isn't that great? I love that.
He's shooting Toyota commercials, man. And you know what? But seriously, Todd, that's one of the reasons I come here, besides the game.
Sure.
Besides covering the sport, you know, you covered the political conventions. You know that this is like the cutting edge of media.
Right.
And you're finding out it's not so much reporters, it's influencers who are getting their credentials now. And it's not so much people that do like I do. I go and I interview and I look up facts and I put together stories and follow storylines. And sometimes people just sort of sit back. And they go to Best Buy and they have a bunch of equipment and they stream their stuff and they see if they can come up with some conspiracy theory that goes viral, but or it gets Jordan Love a deal with Toyota. One of the two.
Well,
isn't that weird?
It is weird, but two things about that. Number one, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the statistics actually do match up with this. Now, of course, it's just a weird coincidence, obviously, but it's just sure. odd that Jordan Love's numbers do better over the last couple of years when Toyota runs this Toyota thing. So it's just odd and one of those freaky things that the numbers line up, number one. But number two, I find that very interesting what you just said, that you're seeing the same thing at a major event like Super Bowl 59 that we saw at the national political conventions, which is the rise, if you will, of, I guess I'll call it, you know, for guys like you and I who came up with legacy traditional media, this kind of non-traditional or new media where it's just all on your phone and streaming and TikTok and stuff. These people have a huge reach in the political world, but Mike, you're saying you're seeing it in the sports world as well.
Yeah, but the difference is, and some of them have got sponsors now, okay? And the difference is, when I'm working for your show, I'm talking to Patrick Mahomes. I sat down with Oren Burks yesterday for about 20 minutes, a guy who had been drafted by the Packers, and I was surprised when he didn't re-sign. Well, he got a deal with the 49ers, and now here he plays with the 49ers last year in the Super Bowl. Now he's playing this year for the Eagles.
Wow.
Or guys from back home like Zach Vaughn, you know, who plays high school football in Brown Deer, plays at Wisconsin, gets drafted by the Saints, not the Packers. The Saints ignore him for 4 years as a special teams player. Have you seen this dude play inside linebacker for Vic Fangio and the Eagles? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And you start to wonder, maybe the Packers, that's the kind of stuff that we do as opposed to just sit back and, I don't know, read out a Pro Football Focus and make it up as we go.
Give us the lay of the land, Mike Clemens, sports reporter there on the ground in New Orleans. I heard that the security, of course, you know, on recent events, we expected tight security. It's been announced that President Trump is also going to be traveling there along with Speaker Mike Johnson. What's the lay of the land? What's the feel of the room down there, Mike?
I'm getting used to the face image thing that I have to look into. I'm getting used to the detailed information I have to give. Almost like when I used to cover presidential visits, you know, social security number, background checks and all that. But to give you an idea, here's this media shuttle bus with about eight or nine of us knuckleheads in the media. And we're going to go over to the Eagles hotel yesterday afternoon. And we stop. And there's this heavy metal temporary, they can move around, gate. Okay, this that keeps, you know, from a truck bomb like they had here a month ago in the weekend of the Cotton Bowl. That's up. But it's like, why, sir, driver, why have you stopped? And I look, they've got bomb sniffing dogs going underneath the truck.
Wow.
The licensed registered media truck with a bunch of loonies from the media. And we've all had to go through security and stuff.
Right.
But I mean, no stone unturned. And it's just sad. You know, I remember it wasn't so long ago. You could go to Washington, D.C. and walk in the Capitol building like you're walking into the public library in Sun Prairie.
Yep.
And those days are gone. And that's the sad part. It's a reality between Oklahoma City, 9/11, another recent attacks. But it's just sad that the more that we build up these walls and security, it seems like the crazier the attacks become.
Yeah. It's certainly an unfortunate sign of the times that we live in. About 3 minutes left here in our time together. Give us, give our listeners some keys to this big game coming up, Super Bowl 59 on Sunday between Kansas City and Philadelphia, a rematch of the game 2 years ago. For our listeners in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, you can hear the game starting with a pregame show at 1 p.m. on WRCL FM 100.9 in Richland Center. For the rest of our listeners, they'll have to find it elsewhere. And, of course, it's being televised on Fox this year. Break it down for us, Mike Clemens. What do we need to know?
You know, the Eagles. When you think of the Eagles, you think of Saquon Barkley, their running back, and their quarterback Jalen Hurts, and the receiver A.J. Brown, and a big offensive line, and Kellen Moore is their offensive coordinator. Vic Fangio, got to talk to him, their defensive. And, you know, oh, yeah, by the way, Nick Sirianni, he's the head coach. but you learn that it's like in that first play against the Commanders had an 18-game drive, 18-play drive, and they had to settle for a field goal. Eagles get out, first and 10 from their own 40. They hand off to Saquon, and he just goes untouched for 60 yards and a touchdown on the first play. And we talked to him in the locker room after that, and he said, yeah, we ran a dummy call at the line. That's wow. Coach Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. We'd run that play against the Commanders early in the season. We threw out that signal. They thought we were going right. We went left, and we got a touchdown. So that's the compelling part for the Eagles. They're also extremely physical. I mean, they really beat up on the Packers.
Yeah.
But it's the Chiefs, man. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. And they seem to solve the Rubik's Cube every year, and that's why they're 1.5-point favorites for Sunday night.
Yeah, it's such an interesting game. I watched both of the championship games, and when Washington went right down and scored, I'm like, well, here we go. But that just seemed to take everything out of them. I mean, some of the guys were going and puking on the sideline after that big long drive for the Commanders.
Yeah,
and the Eagles were off to the races on the AFC side. Now that was a game enjoyable as hell to watch. But you give me your opinion, Mike, as someone who's watched a lot more of these games than I have. I thought that the AFC game really came down to the talent and experience of Mahomes and the coaching abilities and the talent of Andy Reid.
It did. And, you know, how about this for a coaching up? Xavier Worthy, I was at Combine when this kid runs a 4.2 140. That's a road runner. It was the fastest time ever. Mm. And then you say, okay, the Chiefs have drafted him because they always get these speedy receivers like Tyreek Hill and others. And it's like, is this guy a track star or can he catch the football? Well, guess what? He led the team in catches in the AFC Championship to get them here.
Right.
Somehow those guys take those kinds of athletes and turn them in or get them into spots where they have a high percentage in productivity and can turn those guys in. And so now I'm talking to Cooper DeJean out of Iowa, who we thought the Packers were going to draft, of like, yeah, he's going to be a handful to watch on Sunday. That speed on the outside for the Chiefs.
I know you don't make Packer predictions generally in Packer games. Do you want to pick one in the Super Bowl or just leave it to keys of the game?
I guess I'll leave it to keys of the game. I guess I'm going to lean that the Chiefs are going to pull this thing out. But, man, don't be surprised if the Eagles come out there, run some trick plays, and beat these Chiefs up. And it's entirely possible. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think that it's going to be a walk-away game. And, hey, the last time these two teams played, save that Jalen Hurts fumble and Nick Bolton scooping it up, you know, that made the difference in that game just 2 years ago between the Eagles and the Chiefs. So I'll predict this. I think you're going to see a pretty good game.
I agree with you. I like the Chiefs just because I like to see the unprecedented three-peat. And I think if the Chiefs defense can shut down Saquon Barkley, and with the coaching ability and experience with Mahomes and Andy Reid, I think that will be the difference. But I think it could be a 3-7-point game.
Yeah, so. And I'm assuming I'm going to go hit the buffet at least twice during the halftime.
All right, Mike Clemens, you're fantastic. Our sports reporter live in New Orleans. Appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe. Look forward to your reports on Civic Media.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay tuned. More after this. Here, we'll come back and do a little What's Worse? Super Bowl pizza involved. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on Civic Media. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allbowles Show.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
There is no tagline more gripping than catch a perch and win a truck. This is Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and you could do exactly that during the Battle on Bago. This is the largest ice fishing tournament and family fishing event of the year, and it's on February 14th and 15th. Ladies, he could take you here for Valentine's Day. So do you think you have what it takes to compete in the battle? Give it a try. Go to WISS.FM, click events, and see if you got what it takes.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, February 7th. Zomer is on the board. Many thanks to Mike Clemens. How about that? There's a guy who just day in and day out, all he does is win and get it done and offer great insight, and just an all-around wonderful, wonderful person, Mike Clemens down there in New Orleans. He's a busy man, and we appreciate him carving some time out for us.
And just a very fun guy to talk with.
He is. He really is. Great guy to have a beer with, and also just extraordinarily knowledgeable, and the experience he brings. And we're so lucky to have him at Civic Media. So thank you very much, Mike Clemens. And of course, as we said, the Super Bowl 59 can be heard back at the old home station in Richland Center on WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The rest of our Civic Media listeners will have to find the game elsewhere. It is being televised on Fox as well. 22 past 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. Welcome in again, once again, to What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your chance to be heard. And what's better than that? Across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, covering every major media market in Wisconsin, Zomer has played a little bit of Italian pizza music. That is because timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, Super Bowl, as we've been saying this weekend, biggest Super Bowl food, pizza. So here we go. What's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? Pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You could text squares or triangles. Squares or triangles. Give us a call as well, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Cam in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. Cam, what's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles?
No, I'm going to ruin this one for you, actually, because I have an answer that I think will make everyone happy.
All right.
I used to work at a pizza place a long time ago, and
really?
I knew that if you go to cut the slices, typically people are doing triangle unless otherwise requested for squares. Mm-hmm. However, when I would call into a pizza place that I lived near, I would order it and have them write down to cut it into squares. Mm. And my order was pretty specific that they can't resell it to someone else. like as a mistake pizza, sometimes that happens. They make a mistake when they can't resell it.
Right.
So they'll cut it into triangles out of force of habit, and then go, oh, crap, we can't resell this. So then they make another and cut it to squares, and then they would give me both of them.
Ah, there we go.
Cam has beat the pizza system. Is that what it is, Cam? What would you order on the pizza that made it so specific?
Okay, I'm gonna release a secret to you guys.
All right.
A lot of places have this on the secret menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pink sauce.
Mm.
So, like, if you went to Papa Murphy's, for example, you could go there and ask them for pink sauce. What they'll do is take the 50% the Alfredo creamy garlic sauce. It's not even an Alfredo. It's a creamy garlic sauce. Take 50% of that and mix it with the red sauce together. And, oh, my gosh, it is, like, the best sauce.
Wow.
I swear. I swear by it. It's not anything weird or anything like that other than it's pink.
That now here now information people can actually use, a new secret in pizza making: order it with pink sauce, creamy garlic, and the regular marinara, whatever it is, the red sauce. Wow, this is interesting, Cam. All right, well, you've given us all kinds of hacks for Super Bowl Sunday. Many pizza makers will be angry you've done this, but I appreciate you sharing it with us. Are you gonna watch the Super Bowl, Cam?
I don't know a sports ball from a dribble ball. I don't
but really you'll enjoy
partake
pizza
in that stuff. But right. I'm glad people are enjoying. Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it. What's worse, pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, I hate pizza cut in squares. You can't hold it the right way. Very strong language from Tony. But, yeah, I mean, certainly triangles, every piece has a piece of crust. It makes it easier.
Yeah, it does. And personally, I'm a big fan of crust on pizza. And so for me, squares are worse because you don't get crust on every piece. But at the same time, the pieces with crust are better on square cut pizza.
Yes.
Like if I had to choose, I would take every triangle, like every corner when it's cut in squares.
Right. Right, right. Now, growing up as kids, when my mom was raising my sister and I as a single mom, we would just have one, like, tombstone or whatever frozen pizza, and she would cut it in the squares to make it, you know, feel like there's more than really there and makes the pizza go further.
It does.
If you're looking to make a pizza go further, the squares do make it go further.
It does, yeah. When you have a big group of people, squares are better because people can eat how much they need instead of, having to take three or four slices when maybe they would only take the equivalent of two and a half.
Yeah, it's like finger food that way.
Right.
Listener on WAUK in beautiful Milwaukee, Waukesha says either. They can go either way. So there you go. Cut it right down the middle, as they say. What's worse for your pizza bowl Sunday, your Super Bowl Sunday pizza? Pizza cut in squares or pizza cut in triangles? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brian, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK, says, it depends if it's thin or thick crust. Oh, all right.
I wonder which one is which, though. I'm guessing thin crust squares, because that's like bowling alley style.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, could be. Well, but I don't know. I actually think almost the other way around, because if you have a thick crust pan style pizza, you don't eat that in a triangle, do you?
I mean, sometimes, if it's cut in a triangle, I'll eat it
how
it is.
But a lot of times, pan-style pizza comes in a rectangular
pan. I suppose that's true.
It depends on the pan. Now, how about, play like Rocky Rococo's is famous for, theirs just comes in like rectangles or whatever.
Or hearts on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day coming up next week. You're going to be gone next Valentine's
Day. I have a hot date. Just kidding. I have a doctor's appointment.
It could turn into a hot date.
I hope not.
We have a hot date with Peter Rapine on the other side. By the way, I think that squares are worse, probably. I don't know. We'll come back with Peter Rapine and a week in review from EPOM's World after this. Stay with us on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Pizza time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously ruled today that the state's chief election official, Megan Wolf, can stay in her job, even though her term has expired, heading off a years-long effort by some Republicans who control the state Senate to oust her. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sued to keep Wolf on the job. Wolf was targeted for removal by Republicans who were unhappy with the 2020 presidential election. This ruling means Wolf can stay in her position and not face a confirmation vote by the Senate. With the snow we're on tap to receive this weekend, it's important to note that an alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
With the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks, probably every 10 to 15 minutes. And using a smaller shovel will help to limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. That'll help reduce strain on the heart.
A 34-year-old man has been charged with the stabbing death of a Green Bay man. James Doerr is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for the January 28th murder of his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doerr is being held on a $2 million bond. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the calm before the storm. With high temperatures in the mid-20s, snow moves in overnight. A winter weather advisory has been issued, where a good 3 to 6 inches is likely to accumulate. Snow will be heavy at times, especially in the morning, and temperatures by the afternoon will be in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition, February 7th, 2025. Zommers on the DJ Aaron Zommers.
Well, we may not necessarily be talking about big butts today, but we're talking about big a lot of other things.
Yes, exactly. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along. Now, this is always, this is exactly what we want to wrap up a tough week, right? There's lots of news, lots of things that bring us down. What we need is something to give us a laugh, a smile, to make us think, you know what, it's going to be okay. And there's nobody better this than the managing editor of E-Bombs World, our ongoing contributor and friend, joining us live from Brooklyn, New York, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, Peter Rapine. Mr. Rapine, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I think this week I'm really going to live up. I'm living up to the promise.
Really?
I'm bringing you some dumb and funny stories. But I don't know if they're going to, I don't think things are going to be okay in the end. I know you said that. Things are going to be bad and they're going to get worse. But at least we can laugh at them
exactly.
And ourselves in the meantime.
So here, yeah. Peter Rapine has predicted, no, in fact, things are not going to be okay. But let's laugh on the way out. Let's just have some fun every day, right? And now here's a reminder, I think it's very, very important, that these are not stories that you and the good folks at E-Bombs World, you don't have a writer's room. People aren't coming up with fictional satire here. These are actual stories of actual real human beings, and your folks have scoured the headlines to bring us the stupidity of humanity.
Yes, everything we're going to talk about today is true.
Very good.
Even though we might not want it to be, it is, and we have to accept that fact.
We have to accept that fact. Very good. All right, here we go. Actual headlines from actual real-life goofy human people from E-Bombs World. You can find all of these stories and the headlines at ebombsworld.com. Peter Rapine, first headline.
So this story affects all of us. It's silly. It's dumb. Headline reads, a 19-year-old who calls himself Big Balls has your social security number.
At 55
now,
years old.
He doesn't have it because he's a hacker.
At 55 years old, I never thought I would see a headline, an actual headline that read, a 19-year-old who calls himself Big Balls has your social security number.
And like I was saying, this is not some hacker that broke into AT&T or the government. This is a 19-year-old named Edward Cortizan, who is a part of Elon's Doge team. And Big Balls is one of his is his handle, is his internet pseudonym. And so Twitter this week has been obviously making countless jokes about how some young kid named Big Balls, I see how many times I can say that, is not only has access to your social security number, but might also have access to the entire U.S. Treasury Department.
We've been talking about this in the serious part of the news all week, but you know, the DOGE stands for Department of Government Efficiency. It is a made-up thing. It's not an official government agency. It hasn't been created by Congress. It hasn't been vetted. Elon Musk just said, hey, let's create something called Department of Government Efficiency and call it DOGE. I like to refer to it as doggy.
Yeah.
This 19-year-old kid who was an engineer for Elon Musk at either X or Tesla or something, he brings him in, a 19-year-old, and this kid now has our social security numbers and our personal information. And oh, by the way, if you want to know something about this guy, his online handle is Big Balls.
Which you kind of do have to have pretty big balls if you do want to go into the government and delete a bunch of contracts.
As Bill Rafferty on CBS Sports says, onions. Gotta have some big onions there. But usually in my experience in the online world, Grindr or otherwise, if someone has a screen name called Big Balls, they're probably, will doff protest too much, as they say.
And this is probably more of just a signifier for the future when we do have our first Gen Z president. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to find a candidate who doesn't have an internet history that's absolutely insane.
Right. Right.
So this is a prelude to what we're going to experience in much wider, bigger in 20 years, probably.
All right, Peter Rapine, next headline. Here we go.
This is definitely my favorite story of the week. Headline reads, an American woman flew to Pakistan to meet 19-year-old internet boyfriend, got rejected, and is now refusing to leave.
An American woman flew to Pakistan to meet another 19-year-old internet boyfriend, got rejected by said boyfriend, and is now refusing to leave. Explain.
So this woman is from the Bronx, which is probably the funniest place she could be from, because clearly Pakistan was not prepared to handle a very outspoken, bolsterous Bronx woman. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, she overstayed her tourist visa, was on her way to the airport, was in the airport, and then she made a scene. And somehow she's found herself in front of a ton of press. And so she held a press conference the other day on the street. And I think Aaron has some audio from the event.
All right, here we go. Here's audio from this event.
But listen, he talked too much. That's it.
Yes, that's it. Yes, yes, I'm saying.
Listen,
oh.
You
yes.
talk too
okay,
much.
Okay, okay, okay,
okay, okay,
okay, okay.
We don't know what you're saying.
Okay, all these things we are seeing now.
She is not taking crap for it. You talk too much. You talk. I mean, yeah, you don't want to take on a woman from the Bronx.
No. I think there's another one if we want to play it as well.
All right, here we go. Here's more from this press impromptu press conference in a Pakistani airport.
Come here, please come here. Please come.
Please sit down. Be quiet. I'm not sitting down. Okay, please have seat. My plan is to reconstruct this whole country, okay? I'm asking for 100K or more. I need 20K by this week, okay? In my pockets, in cash, okay?
Wow. She's putting it right out there. And you know what? She'll probably get it.
So, she might. Honestly, it seems obvious that the Pakistani media was like, wait, we've got a really cool story on our hands. We rarely ever have Americans who are refusing to leave our country.
Right.
And it seems like in that clip, there's like, you know, 20 or 30 press around. There's like 15, 20 microphones. Like this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're going to milk her for all the clout they can get. And she honestly is going to try to maybe turn Pakistan around. So we'll see what happens.
Well, now, wouldn't that be a headline? Woman from the Bronx turns Pakistan around.
Yeah, she becomes the president or something. Right. But yeah, she got ghosted by her internet boyfriend, and now she's making all sorts of demands. Type of person that I think we should embody her energy going forward.
Yeah, well, absolutely. 42 minutes past the hour, talking to our friend, ongoing contributor and managing editor of E-Bombs World. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com with a humorous look at actual goofy humans doing actual goofy things. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Next headline comes to us from the animal world, where dolphins, headline reads, dolphins keep peeing straight up into the air and on each other, and we don't know why.
Now, I lived for a brief time for a few months in Florida on Marco Island. I saw a lot of dolphins, but I never saw dolphins keep peeing straight up into the air and on each other. And we don't know why. Explain.
So some male Amazon River dolphins were filmed peeing on each other, on themselves. They're floating on their backs with their members sticking up in the air, just peeing into the wind. And as dolphins do, they like to like mimic each other.
Right.
So a bunch of other dolphins have started to do it as well. And honestly, it looks like they're having a blast. We're not sure what they're doing or why they're doing it, but we do support their right to pee on their friends if they so desire.
We don't kink shame dolphins here.
No, we do not kink shame dolphins.
If this is true, and we have every reason to believe it is, they may change the sunset on at Marco Island from the golden hour to the golden shower. That may be the new line down there at Marco Island. I've never heard of this, and you would think that somebody in the animal world who knows animals would. Zomers, wait a minute. There is video. There is actually video. Yes. Zomers is putting it up on the screen for me. There is actually, there's a lot of things I didn't know before seeing that video that I won't go into, but wow. Wow. As my former boss used to say, Google it up.
Google it. Yes, it's on the site. Go and find it. It's one that you have to see to believe.
Go to E-Bombs World, E-B as in boy, A-U-M-S as in Mary, World. E-Bombs World, S as in Mary? What I said? S as in Sam, World. E-Bombs World. Wow. I clearly got distracted. There's actual video. And you're right. They're on their back. They're just chilling. They look very happy.
Well, I think dolphins get high. They're one of the few animals that they will poke certain puffer fish that have a toxin in them and they'll play with them because it gives them a little high. I think dolphins also are one of the only other animals that has sex for pleasure. So dolphins are very smart and we know this.
Wow.
So they're doing this for a real reason. It's not just maybe it's a goof, but it's not taken out of context. They are peeing on each other.
They actually are.
For fun. Which is not something I ever thought I was going to say.
It sounds like a party down on Langdon Street. Anyway, next headline, Peter Ray Pine.
This one comes to us from Colombia. Colombia's president says cocaine is just as bad as whiskey, and we're racist for banning it.
Colombia's president says cocaine is just as bad as whiskey, and we're racist for banning it. Explain.
So at a press conference recently, and I'm not really sure where to take this one. I'm not sure if he's trying to boost Colombians' exports. I know Colombia has obviously been at war with the cartel in their own country for a long time, so I'm not sure where he's coming from this. Maybe he, needed a little pick-me-up that morning. But I guess we're racist for, scheduling cocaine as a Schedule I drug. So maybe the Doge team can look into that.
Right. I'm not sure. Yeah, it seems a very odd thing. But in the article here, it says, well, according to the Colombian president, it's because the drug is made in Latin America and we Americans are just being racist. After all, in his eyes, it's no worse than a little bit of Jack Daniels. I mean, I don't know about that one. Are they upset because the economy is doing bad and that's where they make a lot of money? I don't know.
Jury's out on that one.
it sounds like Don Jr. will probably be taking a trip down there to do research very soon. All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline, about a minute here before I have to take a break.
Okay, some dudes in New York stole a subway train and took it for a joyride.
Some dudes stole the subway train and took it for a joyride. Explained in 30 seconds.
Yes, a bunch of kids, I guess, found a train on a track, unoccupied. And as young kids like to do, they hopped on board, put it in gear. And I think they took it not very far. They probably took it four stops. I don't know if they picked anybody up on their route. But they did have, I think they lived out a dream that many young men have also had of stealing either a fire truck or a train or a
sure. Backhoe. People are just sitting around going, wouldn't it be cool to steal that?
It would be fun.
My favorite line in this, in the story E-Bombs World, there's a hell of a lot of cars and some of them are quote unquote shockingly easy to steal. So, apparently, you can just, next time you're in New York City, just hop on a train and say, here we go. I want to know, though, if they pick somebody up, like you said. Come on back. We're going to pick it up with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, the week in review, and wrap things up right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little in the middle, but she got much back.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by, depending upon which station you listen to, and then followed by local news in your area, weather and sports with our great sports reporter live from New Orleans, Mike Clemens, who was kind enough to be on this program a little bit earlier. And then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, 4 until 6, then the Dom Salvia Show. I understand Dom is taking the day off. And Jim Santel, one of our great hosts for the attorney show on the weekends. Amicus is going to be in the host chair, the guest host chair from 4 until 6. That'll be fantastic. And then we got Pete Schwabe, who has been feeling a little under the weather, but I think he might be back. We'll see tonight, or maybe not. Anyway, it'll be in addition to the Pete Schwabe Nightlight Show with Conrad from 6 until 8, and then Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Right now we are joined, as we are every other Friday, for the Week in Review by the managing editor of E-Bombs World, found at ebombsworld.com, Mr. Peter Rapine, with wild and wacky headlines of things that actual humans actually do. Peter, by the way, Peter, are you going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
No, probably not. So I'm flying to Mexico Sunday.
Right. Oh, all right.
I'm not a big football guy, so I'm not too bummed. Yeah. But I'll be on a beach instead.
So watching dolphins?
I'm going to. Hopefully not.
All right. Very good. I still think that's the best story of the day so far. Go ahead. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right. Next headline. It turns out you can get a VIP table at Popeyes.
Wait, what? Turns out you can get a VIP table at Popeyes. Explain.
Yes. So when in clubs, they sell bottle service, and another aspect of that is like a VIP section where they'll bring out a big sign, often with like sparklers, and maybe it's like a birthday celebration or, you just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it'll be bottle girls all scantily dressed with champagne, and they make a big party of it. Well,
clearly,
you can do
Peter's
that,
been bending some of these, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. But you can do that except you can do it at Popeyes, where they come out with a sign.
This is real.
And instead of champagne, they come out with boxes of fried chicken.
You're not making this up. This is real. Now why haven't we learned this before? Oh my God,
I don't know.
There's a video attached to this. This is incredible.
We have the physical proof.
Yes. Now, does every Popeyes do this?
See, that is what I was going to say. We're not sure where this happened or if this is something that you can get from every Popeyes. It's probably not going to hurt to like go to your local Popeyes, show them the video, and ask if they can do it for you. But we don't know where it happened. We found it on TikTok, and it is way better than any VIP table you can get at a club. More fun, probably a lot cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be cheaper. But you know what I mean? These are a couple of young ladies apparently that work at Popeyes, and they're like in a gymnastics leotard with fringe on them, like in a chartreuse green color. And they look like ringside girls with signs, and then they have bottles, what looks like some sort of beverage, and buckets or whatever, boxes of chicken. Do we know how much this costs, Peter?
We don't know how much it costs.
Because
it's worth whatever the price tag is,
right?
I would say. Yeah.
We are going to check out our local Popeyes here in Madison, because if this service is available, you know, what a fantastic way to do one of our segments for the Week in Review than at a Popeyes, right?
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. We should try. Yeah.
All right. Next headline.
All right. So this one comes to us from China, and it's another animal-based story. And we've talked a lot about China. You know, I think we had one story about a man dressed up as a monkey that you could feed in a zoo.
Right, right. Yeah.
There was a story about a guy in a panda costume. We've had a number of these stories.
Right.
This one, a woman dressed as mermaid gets bit by big fish.
Woman dressed so as mermaid aquarium gets
in
bit
China.
By big fish. All right.
So an aquarium in China does like a interactive event where they have this woman dressed in a mermaid costume, and they put her into the tank with all the fish, and she swims around, and you know, it's supposed to be like a fun thing for the kids. Well, one of the big fish tried to take a bite out of her head, or tried to bite her head clean off. And we have video to prove it. The kicker, though, the funniest part is that she was compensated by the aquarium with a $100 gift.
$100? That's all she's worth is $100?
And yeah, that's all she got. It was $100.
I'm watching this video that you attached to the story at ebombsworld.com. It's spooky. I mean, you've got the girl, the woman in the mermaid, and this, and it looks like a small shark. It's obviously not, but it's just kind of floating by, and then all of a sudden, bam! Just goes right after her head.
It is definitely larger than she is.
It looks like the fish tries to like, he gets like at least the crown of her head in his mouth, and then he just kind of spits her out.
Yeah, the fish tears off her goggles. She gets her head out of its mouth pretty quickly. But I think she left with like minor injuries to her face and neck, sadly. But I do commend China for trying to come up with like new ways of putting people into exhibits,
yes,
whether it's fake or real or whatever.
This will be
they do it, we'll find it and we'll share it.
Thank you. This will be much better halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl than what we're going to see this weekend. Women combined, you could have a woman and a fish getting bit in the head and peeing dolphins right there. That's a halftime show.
Yes, bring out the peeing dolphins. Yeah.
All right. Peter, thank you so very much. All these stories are at ebombsworld.com. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, even if it's peeing dolphins. Keep banging your drum. See you next week.
Thanks, Todd.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New protests over the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate agencies led by Elon Musk and his government efficiency team. Democrats sounding the alarm and calling on the Trump White House to limit Musk's access to Americans' personal data and also say he has a conflict of interest.
The letter from House Democrats urges the Attorney General and the Office of Government Ethics to apply heightened scrutiny to Elon Musk, given his status now as a special government employee. The letter notes Musk's firms have billions of dollars in contracts with the government. The Democrats urge the Justice Department to be sure that federal conflict of interest laws are enforced. One such law bars government employees from taking part in official actions that would affect their own financial interests.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Three hostages are expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas. It's part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israel will release another 180 Palestinians. January slowdown, 143,000 jobs added last month. This is ABC News.